The reporters finally stopped camping outside. The story of the tower's fall had been replaced by a new tech scandal. Minnie could walk to the store without a camera in her tired, thin face. But the fallout lived on in how people looked. The clerk at the market would hesitate. The neighbors in the hall would offer a stiff nod. She was the woman who lived in the lie for years. She sat on the balcony and watched the kids in the park. She wondered if they would ever use the name Towers without a flinch. She had suggested they change their last names.
"No, Mom," Barbara said. "We're going to fix this."
Minnie felt a lump in her throat at the memory. The fallout was heavy, but her children were getting very strong. They weren't hiding from the shadow of empire. They were stepping into it with shovels in hand. She went back inside and saw Bella sleeping on the new family rule book. She opened it to a blank page at the very back. She picked up a pen and wrote a single sentence. "The truth is the only thing that doesn't rot." She thought of Robert in his cell, reading. The saga of the estate was finally coming to a close. The saga of the people was just beginning to breathe. She closed the book and started a simple dinner. There was no staff. There was no silver. There was just the sound of the world outside, messy and very honest. The fallout was complete. The towers had finally found their level ground.